I had received a not so great health information from Mayo Clinic, and I was pretty sure I was going to die.
What was the health information?
I had at the age of 50, I had atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. It's the plaque buildup that happens all through your body. So I have a really strong heart, but the roads are not good. And the doctor who had given me the echocardiogram said, I'm sure I'm just going to send you home at the end of the day. You're going to be fine. And then when we met later in the day, he said, oh, my goodness, you're going to be the subject of my grand rounds because you will be the lady who drops dead and no one knows why.
Did he really say something like that to you?
Yes, he did. I was shocked. And so I decided, oops, not much time left. I better make a move here. So I decided I would go to a beautiful place for 1 year and live and do everything I ever wanted to do and then go home to Oshkosh and die.
So you uprooted yourself from a home in a place where you had lived for how long? 20 years?
27 years.
And you moved out to the mountains of Colorado. And you, what did your friends think when you told them you were doing that?
Half of my friends said that I was crazy, and the other half said I was brilliant. And I was a little bit crazy because I went and lived in a place that I had no television. It was a very small place. I didn't take very many things except, of course, I took a few cereal bowls. It was a huge jump. But after 3 months in this beautiful place in the mountains, I decided that I could not leave there and that if I had to die, I'd like to die in this beautiful place. So here we are, 13 years later. I have an amazing job that I love. I look up every day at the mountains and say I am so lucky. My health is better. It has been like a little mini miracle. And I think it has to be the happiness factor. The altitude must have a positive effect as well. And now everyone thinks I was brilliant. And of course, I know I was brilliant.
I mean, I have to give you every credit in the world for really following through on that and finding the place that you belong.
Every day I wake up and go, whoa, I guess I have another day. So it was a magical move.